Welcome to the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo Langton, and Akusti Salonen, a 10-minute podcast discussing all things football coaching. Hi, and welcome to a new episode of the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo Langton, and of course, the Finnish maestro himself, Akusti. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I've got something I wanted to throw at you straight away. I'm not messing around today, all right?
Now, all right.
I recently went over here in England to watch an under-23 game of football, all right? And I noticed some really interesting stuff, right? So the game finished. The game's over. And one team substitute didn't do... when the final whistle went, they went inside with the team who'd played. And nobody warmed down or did anything. And they all came out, got on the bus and went home. Right.
Yeah.
And the other team I found more interesting because the players who didn't play, not only did they have to sit through this wind and rain and not even kick a football, at the end of the game, they were punished. It looked like they were being punished almost for not playing. And they were kind of run almost until they were sick. So I'm watching this thinking, wow, this is great for those guys. They don't get to play and then they get punished. So that made me think, listen, I'm going to talk to Akusti about this on the podcast and get his thoughts and what can we be doing that's more effective for these players. You know?
Yeah. I started thinking, first of all, was that team away or home team?
The team that was being run until they were almost sick was the home team.
Okay. And are they amateur team or professional team?
Oh, no, these are like professional teams. These both clubs play in, you know, the first teams are both League One teams.
Okay. And so that means probably if they're professionals, they have a training next morning.
Yes, I think so.
So that's normally time when the substitute players are training harder session to catch up that gap between the players who played 90 minutes.
Yeah.
For me, that's what I'm the solution, normally yeah. do. Yeah.
So the players that played 90 minutes, they have their recovery.
Yeah.
And the players that didn't play, then they have a tougher training session.
Do you know when they have a next game?
Well, these the under-23 team games tend to be maybe once a week.
So there's no game in a week.
Well, not that I'm aware of. I mean, I'd have to double check. But what often happens is that sometimes these teams play on a Monday lunchtime, and they'll also play on Friday lunchtime.
Yeah, but
this game was on a Tuesday.
Yeah, so they are not probably play on Friday if they play on Tuesday.
I don't believe that they did actually. I don't believe that they played on the Friday.
So
it just got me thinking.
Me too. Because this is really interesting. What is the reason why they need to run after the game? Even you are not playing. You run like crazy. Of course, then you're in the same timetable with those players who have played. But same time, you have been there whole evening, not playing. Then you run like crazy.
Until you're nearly sick.
Yeah.
Some of those players, I could see them. They were like very, very close to vomiting.
Okay.
It was really interesting to watch, and because I just thought, wow, not only have you not got to play, then they've done this to you. And I think it's, you know, this whole thing, isn't it? Maybe it's because of the word in inverted commas, traditional practices. Maybe the coach, the manager of the team was, that's all he knows from when he was a player. Hey, you don't play, you've got to go and run your balls off.
I could understand that in a way, maybe, if they have a busy schedule and those players who went running are going to play in few days, I kind of maybe understand that. But in the same way, if they are not playing today and we have a game on Friday, why we want to push them really hard before that game where they're going to play? And that's my question. What's the point to run like crazy? Like you say, maybe tradition, maybe coach doesn't know anything else. But for me, players are frustrated because they didn't play. Then you frustrate them more.
Yeah. Do you not think, though, that instead of running like crazy, that, you know, let's say you've got five players, six players, you know, can you not do something that's maybe more within the context of the game itself?
Of course, you have played with one goalkeeper, so you only have one goalkeeper. Maybe do some position games without direction, or even with direction, or something like that, or maybe even the passing drill for the players, so they at least they get touches to the ball. That sounds more.
Yeah. Smart. So if you for a passing drill, let's say you've got four players, you can do a 3v1 passing drill.
Yeah, passing exercise. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry, exercise. You're right. Drills, yeah. Drills are for the fire brigade.
Yeah, yeah.
And the army.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always notice as well, this, you know, in semi-professional football, you know, players will often just, if they're an unused substitute, will naturally just go out and run up and down the pitch themselves. Sometimes I think it's to make sure that they seem to be doing something. But when there's not much direction, some players will just not, who haven't played, will just go in, get changed, get in a car and go home, having done nothing. But because they're not professional, they're not in the next day.
Yeah, but we did have a game yesterday, and I didn't substitute two players. They didn't run after training. They have a session today. And they're going to work with under 17s, a little bit harder. Those players who didn't play there, and they do their own session. And everybody else is doing their own session.
Yeah.
That's, for me, that's the solution. It's not the best one, but it's the, if you talk about mental side. For the players who didn't play, the punishment after the game is double if you put them to run.
Yeah.
And that's also because you develop them to be a really good runners.
Well, that's it. You know, if you run up and down the pitch, you get good at running up and down the pitch. When you run around the pitch, you get good, you know, for running around the pitch for 10 minutes. But that's what I'm trying to think about, you know, the context of the game itself, you know. And listen, the reason that we started this podcast, let's not forget from the beginning, was to try and challenge people's thinking.
Yeah.
You know, whether they agree with us or they don't agree with us.
I would like to hear some points for somebody. Why?
Yeah.
Running after training. Those could be really after good ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it'd be interesting for people to tell us, you know, we're not here to sit on a, you know, on a high horse and judge people.
But no.
It'd be interesting to know. If so, you know, let's say a coach out there says to us, "No, I like my players to run like this after a game like crazy," but tell us why. Tell us, give us a because.
Come to the podcast and tell the reason. We can find a solution. Maybe I agree with him, or maybe not.
Yeah, but it'd just be interesting to hear why. Whether people whatever people do with their unused substitutes after the game on the match day. What they do, but also why do they do it? So it could be that they run them like crazy. Maybe they do some football exercises with them of some description. But why? So it would be interesting to know, wouldn't it? So but let's try and throw that out there.
Yeah, this is really interesting. Actually, This is also interesting. We did a 10-minute podcast and we didn't have any solutions.
No, well, that's it. And that, you're absolutely right. Do you know what? I think if you, on this particular app, which is called Anchor, which is what we record the podcast on, I think that you can record a message and send it in to us. So if somebody wants to record something and just for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and we can always add it to the podcast, you see.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can poke it around social media and see if anybody wants to come and talk. If anybody wants to come on and talk to us about it, like you and, join our conversation, they'd be very welcome as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely, because this is really interesting. I want to understand why.
Yeah. So we spent 10 minutes, we spent 10 minutes discussing a problem.
Yeah.
Now we have to find a solution.
Yeah. But because we have a 10-minute podcast, we don't have time to find a solution today.
No. But now we would like anybody out there who has solutions to come forward and tell us what you do. Tell us what they do.
Yeah. Cool. I agree. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, let's see what happens then. Let's hopefully somebody will, some people will pipe up and be willing to speak with us. So, until next week, to the next episode, we shall leave it there. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Think Transition podcast. Mm-hmm.